Well, our next guest is planning a trip that she hopes will be both a physical and a spiritual journey, and she's looking for people to join her. It's a pilgrimage in the style of the Camino, but this pilgrimage is for Canadian descendants of Second World War veterans. The plan is to walk 60 kilometers along the routes taken by Canadian troops in the liberation of the Netherlands. The project is called In Our Father's Footsteps. Karen Hunter is the founder and organizer, and she joins us now from Guelph, Ontario. Karen, welcome to Main Street.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
So what's your family's connection with this chapter in Canada's history, and how did it lead you to this project?
Well, my father was a Second World War veteran who helped to liberate the Netherlands, and a short time before he passed away, he wrote a war memoir, and I decided some years later to use that memoir as my inspiration and walk in my father's footsteps in the Netherlands for the 75th anniversary of the Dutch liberation, which was back in May 2020. And I spent a fair bit of time over a year researching that journey. And in the course of doing it, I realized it was really much bigger than I imagined. And I decided to reach out to other Canadians and ask if there were other people that wanted to join me on this adventure. And hundreds of people contacted me. And so what began as in my father's footsteps became in our father's footsteps, and we were scheduled to do this journey in May 2020, just prior to being postponed by COVID.
Well, talk a bit more about your father's memoir and what receiving that from, how significant it was for you to receive that from him.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing because as I've discovered in talking to many other descendants of Second World War veterans, my father really never spoke about his war experience at all. Along those same lines, my mother was engaged to a pilot who was shot down on Valentine's Day just before the war ended. So the Second World War was really a huge backstory in our home. But my father never spoke about it, except perhaps occasionally the jubilant feelings he had during the liberation of Apeldoorn. But apart from that, he never spoke about it. And so after attending some of the anniversary celebrations, my parents attended the 40th and 50th liberation anniversaries in the Netherlands, my father began to write about it late in life. And so he presented that memoir to us on his 85th birthday. And we were just amazed. It was really the first information we had about those war experiences.
Well, what's an example of something that was in his writings, an experience he had or something he tells about that you'll be looking to connect with when you do this walk?
Well, there are so many things. I suppose the highlight for me will be our walk into Apeldoorn. As I said, that particular chapter was one my father spoke of, I believe, because it was a happy time, if there is such a thing in those circumstances, but to have liberated a village and to have been embraced by the people. When he talks about that, he often told us it was really quite indescribable, the joy of the people and the gratitude and the flowers. And he just never really had words to describe that moment. And so we have a plan for our participants to walk as a large Canadian contingent into Apeldoorn with flags and a pipe band, and we'll be walking into Hetloo Palace, where we're going to be met by Princess Marguerite, and there we're going to be holding a very special Canadian Remembrance Torch ceremony, where we'll be, in effect, passing the torch of remembrance to the next generation. And in addition to Princess Marguerite, there will be all kinds of dignitaries there, and hopefully some Second World War veterans, but that remains to be seen. And certainly some youth. Among those youth will be the team of engineering students from McMaster University who are designing and building the first Canadian Remembrance Torch. And they are also creating this ceremony, the passing of the torch. So certainly the event in Appledorn will bring back all kinds of memories for me in terms of my father, and I know as well for the participants and everyone involved, it's going to be a real highlight.
Will that be the culmination, the end of the walk?
Well, the walk itself really takes place over 3 days. We're going to be walking 60 kilometers in the footsteps of the Canadian troops, about 20 kilometers each day. And so one of the walks, one of those days, will culminate in Appledorn. And then beyond that, we have all kinds of commemorations planned, and as well celebrations and some cultural experiences with the Dutch. And so as well, I should mention that when we were going in 2020, our itinerary reflected the 1945 liberation, the May liberation. And that is in sort of the central or perhaps you might say eastern portion, whereas this itinerary will also encompass the 1944 liberation of sort of the western portion of the country in the Scheldt area. So it will also be a great learning experience because it's a battle that very few Canadians know about, and yet it was perhaps the most significant Canadian battle in the Netherlands. Many Canadians lost their lives in that particular battle. And I know the Dutch are anxious for us to know more about it, too.
Yes, now, so you originally hoped to do this in May of 2020, then the pandemic, of course, hit. You've had to postpone it four times. You're now looking at September of this year. Is that correct? Yeah. So how has the pandemic affected the plans and the people you have going? What has it done for the project?
Oh, well, of course, no one ever expected in our wildest imagination something like the COVID postponement. And certainly the participants at that point in time, which would have been about March 2020, they could practically taste the journey. They wanted to go so badly. And then to have that happen was such a letdown for many of them. And I might add, too, for the Dutch. I mean, they were so pumped. There are so many volunteers involved with this particular event. And we were one of the largest contingents that would have been in the Netherlands in 2020. So certainly on both sides of the ocean, it was just a huge disappointment. But this time it's a definite go. And this is the last time. I should mention that this is the final postponement. It is a very unique one-time only event. I'm often asked, are you going to do this next year? No, this is one time only. And everyone is so excited. I mean, we've kind of just been sitting tight waiting for this to happen, and now it's actually going to happen.
But it sounds like you've had some people had to have dropped out with these postponements. How many spaces are you looking to fill?
Well, certainly in May 2020, we had 155 people and a huge wait list. Then over the course of the 2 years, for all kinds of reasons, health reasons and otherwise, some had to drop out. So we dropped back down to about 75. And right now we're in around the 90 mark. We can go as high as 110. And but really, I would love to fill every spot.
And do you have people from all over Canada participating?
We do. We have pretty much participants in every province, though I must say that Nova Scotia is always a province with a really high level of interest. And certainly even back in 2020, I had a big contingent from Nova Scotia, and always great interest there.
All right. Well, best of luck with the planning and a safe journey.
Well, thanks so much, Holly, and thanks for having me on your show.
Karen Hunter is organizing the In Our Father's Footsteps Pilgrimage. If you'd like to learn more, you can check out the website. That's inourfathersfootsteps.com. And the registration deadline to take part in this trip is July 28th.